This is BirdieCast. A podcast about making light of life on tour. We're your hosts, professional golfers Maya Schechter and Leslie Klutz.
Are you in the market for some new golf balls? Sniper Tour Series golf balls are here. They're top-performing soft urethane cover balls come in two compressions to perfectly fit your game and maximize your performance. Bring that swagger to the first tee with their patent-pending tube packaging and never have to throw away empty sleeves again. See what the buzz is all about? Shop at snipergolfballs.com and use the code BIRDIECAST for 15% off today. This episode is also brought to you by Chipo Golf. Chipo Golf is one of my favorite golf games. I've had a set for a little while now, and it is the ultimate golf backyard game. Chipo was invented by two guys from Long Island in New York who decided to combine golf and cornhole to create arguably the best yard game ever. Find Chipo on chipogolf.com, and BirdieCast listeners can use the code, you guessed it, BirdieCast, for 15% off your own Chipo set. Welcome back to BirdieCast. Maya and Leslie is currently out playing a practice round, so it's just me this week. And this week we have Alex Herslin, who is the Symmetra Tour PT, and he has a lot of letters after his name: DPT, SCS, OCS, CSCS, CGFI, and a certified in USA weightlifting. So obviously very qualified for this role. And I guess we're just glad to have you on here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so you're a big part of this team here, but you are technically not a part of the Symmetra Tour staff, correct? You're contracted out?
Correct.
Which is top tier, is that the...
Yes, I believe the physio on this tour is the only person that's not an LPJ employee, okay. Technically.
Yeah.
And that is because we work between both tours, I think.
Right, so top tier does both LPJ and Symmetra Tour.
Yes.
Okay. And how did you even find this job?
They found me because of the ridiculous letter after my name. You can look up physios, physical therapists, based off like board certifications or that are certified in dry needling. And so, because whoever's on this tour needs to nip, dry needle, everything, they had a certain set of criteria that they looked for. And then I think they asked a few people, and I think I was one of the people on that made both lists, you know, and then they had me out to see if kind of it was a match for both of us.
What was your trial run? Which event did you
come out to? I did, when you guys played in Fort Myers, when Symmetra played in Fort Myers, which we don't anymore, we actually didn't after my whole time here.
Year, right?
It was literally the year before I started. Okay. We did Fort Myers, and then I went to Tour Champ on the main tour.
Okay. Oh, nice. And what was your initial reaction when you came out?
surprising. You know, because I'd come from completely private, but a lot of stuff in, you know, combat sports. Before that, my strength and conditioning background's at the D1 level in sports. So it was different. You know, it was very much different, which I think is not only just because, like, unfortunately, women's golf isn't, you know, at the same level as far as their resources, other sports, but it was all, you know, it's just different as far as being a makeshift setup.
Yeah.
Each week.
You know, you're oftentimes in locker rooms.
Right, and they were the first week.
Yeah. It's not like LPGA, so background, LPGA yeah. has a trailer, which, so the PTs are in the same room,
right.
Same area.
That first event I shadowed was actually a co-event with seniors also.
Huh.
So, you know, there would be a Symmetra player, and suddenly there would be a 65-year-old.
That would lady. Be, yeah, interesting initiation to the
Yeah, tour. So it was just interesting.
Huh. So you're having to always adjust to the location and where you're, yeah. Where you're basically, practicing. How would you describe your role? Like, what do you think is under your role here?
Well, my role here is different than when I'm on the main tour, you know. So on both tours, I function as a physio. for anyone that is in any sort of medical or performance background, I wouldn't really say it's a physio. I'd say it's a physio slash athletic trainer, since I do a ton of taping. I get called out to the course, do stuff on course, and small scale first aid. It's very much, I'd say, a dual role. The big difference I would say between this tour and the main tour is that I'm also a physician extender on this tour, since there's often not a physician on site. So multiple times per week, I'm also communicating with either the medical director of the tour or a separate physician to get prescriptions called in or something that's not my scope and referring it out.
Do you like having to wear all those hats?
It keeps it entertaining. Obviously, there's some days where I wish I didn't.
It makes for a lot of things you have to do.
Yeah, you know, the challenge out here is obviously, like, while we try to, like, triage certain things and everything, there also is a very specific priority, you know, and so when I'm treating here, if I get called out of the course, I go.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's a bug bite or, you know, or heat stroke, like, I go.
Yeah.
So obviously we have challenges because I'm wearing all those hats. You know, on the main tour, we always have EMS on site. We always have a physician on site.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. Here, someone comes in with any sort of what we call like a medical condition, not physio, like not muscle or bone. That takes precedence. So immediately I stop what I'm doing, call Dr. Thomas, the medical director, or text him.
Yeah.
Whatever, and everyone has to wait, unfortunately.
Huh. All right. So then is both your favorite part and your least favorite part.
Yeah, but also fun and interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I see and deal with a lot more here than when I'm on the main tour.
Is that, so beyond even the distinction between the Symmetra Tour and the LPGA, I guess that's a big difference between working on tour versus working in like a private PT or...
Yeah, definitely.
Is that something that you like a difference that you've enjoyed, or... How was it? Where did you come from before you worked on tour?
Well, so before tour, I was completely private.
Okay.
For a while.
So you kind of choose your clientele.
Oh. Yes, and so in that regard, I was not at this level, but I was wearing multiple hats because I would treat people on site while we were training, things like that. So I saw both acute, chronic things, you know, as they happened. I was often the only medical person there, so. I saw a rash and said, you need to leave right now and don't touch any of our mats.
Yes, right.
And now a message from our sponsor. Do you need live coverage for your tournament or want to compete in a live match play event? Check out Junior Golf Live on Instagram at Junior Golf Live and JuniorGolfLive.com. Now back to the show.
So you did private, you worked with clients, but on tour players will come in and they're injured and you help them with their injuries or whatever, but you, I feel like that's tough because you have no effect on what they did before or what they do after an injury, so it's, you kind of can do the short term, but do you struggle with not being able to help long term?
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's another thing that's both good and bad. Because on tour, I hope that I'm not their primary. You know, ideally everyone has a team at home that's running their stuff, and then I'm the extender of that team while on tour. You know, and while I think most people kind of like running their own stuff and always being in charge, it's just not how it should be with their situation. So that is tricky when they're not maybe... when maybe I feel like they're not getting the team approach they need back home, and we're trying to do things on the road that should have been handled in off season. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, that's another fun part about the job, is that I get to talk to people all over the country. You know, send a text, oh, this is what I'm seeing on the road, and you know, and they say, okay, when they're home next week, I'll work on that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's true. Have you gotten into training some of the players?
Yeah, so my background is strength conditioning before PT. So I do, to be completely honest, I kind of fought it off for quite a while about taking on anything outside of my actual duties on the road. But at this point, I do have some athletes that I've added kind of to my private athletes from different sports that I run their year-round strength conditioning.
Yeah.
You know, and so in off weeks I run it, and weeks I'm on here, they're just like any other player.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they just have their stuff already written.
Yeah.
Like that. But every player, you know, as long as it fits within our schedule, then I'll just give recommendations to, or I'll talk to their strength coach back home and say, this is what I'm seeing. Are you okay if I add this exercise right. while they're on the road this week?
Yeah. And for people that don't know, the way it works is Alex has a setup usually in the locker room, and then there's a sign-up sheet, a Google Doc that they send out, and we sign up in their 15-minute increments. So you put your name down, and you come in, and you have 15 minutes with Alex. So it's, I mean, that's tough. You have 15 minutes to, somebody comes in, something hurts, you have to figure out why, what to do, how to handle it. Like, are they playing in 30 minutes, or they've just come off the golf course? Like, that's a unique challenge as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah. It's, yeah, that's basically the opposite of how you normally, well, I guess in my opinion, how you normally have physio sort of thing. To be honest, I started in the clinic and then very quickly realized that I couldn't do it sort of thing. But for me in a clinic, you know, I kind of want to get in there right away, and you have an hour usually to eval a patient. And I was already thinking, like, what am I going to do with an hour?
Yeah.
You know, and, but, and here is the opposite, you know, here the treatment is the eval is the treatment. Uh-huh. Sort of thing, because we just get going, you yeah. know, and we do a lot of test retests because we can't, you know, we can't waste time, basically not treating
yeah.
things. You know, the good thing is, as you know, is that while we're on the road, we essentially live together. So then we do have the benefit of when we don't have COVID restrictions, I can see people multiple times a day. You know, I can see them 6 days a week.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
True.
And so we
yeah.
do things where sometimes a new patient, I'll see them on a Tuesday. We'll try something. I'll say, okay, tomorrow, tell me if it worked. If it didn't, we try the next thing.
Yeah, sort of yeah. thing. Oh, cool. So then you work on the Symmetra Tour. What is your relationship with golf personally? Do you play?
Not if I can help it.
All right.
No. I'm legit.
Yeah?
Super legit, yeah.
All right.
No, I golfed when I was younger, like young.
Huh.
As I was allowed, but I grew up playing a different sport, as you know. And so once that sport, my uncle made me do both ways, which made golf basically impossible.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm actually kind of legit lefty.
Okay.
Almost as good as am righty.
Yeah. So that either means you're really good lefty or really bad righty.
Combo. but no, nothing really past that. My interest in the other way I got here was purely from a business interest in golf. I have big interest in rotational sports in general.
Mm.
So I had actually started getting into golf, like learning about it from a physio and strength and conditioning perspective way before I got this job. Mm. I did the TPI course, which is, for anyone that doesn't know, which is widely accepted as the top golf course to take. I did that actually as my first course out of grad school.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, because I was super interested in how they structured a very sport-specific screen and things like that. So I took that course. It interested me, so then I became the guy in the clinic that saw every, like, weekend warrior golfer.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, from there.
Oh, huh. So you just were fascinated by the rotation aspect.
Yeah,
of it, huh?
And such like a repetitive sport that was so like pinpointed and exact every time.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have many sports without external variables that will always affect things.
Yeah.
Which is both good and bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. What then, I mean, is there like a number one injury or like the thing that you're like, oh, if I could just tell every golfer to do this or to be aware of this, does it just really depend on your movement patterns?
I think it depends on your movements. And if I answer, it should be clear that I'm talking to female golfers,
because
I have a feeling that not that I have much experience with pro golfers. I think I've seen one whole career.
Yeah,
but I would guess our injury numbers would almost flip.
Huh.
Because I would say female golfers, we would go like trunk and hip stability.
Okay.
As a primary, I would assume if I transferred over, we would go hip and thoracic spine mobility. on the male side.
Oh yeah. Huh.
I would guess, but definitely in the female aspect, which then is magnified once you're at the pro level because of the travel. Mm-hmm. Then we talk really kind of low back, hip stability. Yeah,
that makes sense. Cool. Well, I feel like we love having you out here. How long have you been out here?
This is my 5th year.
This is your 5th year?
Is it? That was kind of a question.
I think so.
After three, and then the half COVID year messed it up.
That's true.
I think it's 5.
Okay. Nice.
Give or
take. Time flies.
Yeah.
I remember when I first met you, I had pink eye. And I was like, what do I do? And that's how we became friends. Yep.
The people, it's very weird situation that we have here, that the people that I'm closest with often started with weird situations.
That's how you just like skip all the small talk and get straight to it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a number of people out here that were close because of a weird injury that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's definitely, I mean, you know, after 22 weeks on the road, you just see some weird things. There's some weird injuries, so. And a lot of, I would imagine, a lot of just like wear and tear. People,
yeah.
I would imagine you're busier at the end of the season than at the beginning.
End of season, definitely long stretches.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, yeah. It's the 4 weeks in a row.
That'll do it. That
get us, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, is there anything else you'd like listeners to know?
No. Thanks. No? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on BirdieCast. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
The lucky winner of this week's giveaway left a raving 5-star review and said BirdieCast is great content and a fun listen. Their name on Apple Podcast is SSPCCCD. Thank you so much for your review, and please reach out to us on Instagram or email us at birdiecast@gmail.com to receive your one-of-a-kind Corey Paul functional art wedge. But don't worry, BirdieCast listeners, we will be having more giveaways in future episodes.